Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 22 till 9 o'clock now. And I welcome into the studio Kathy Ayton from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, Ken Steiner, who's a longtime volunteer with Little Friends of the Elderly. There's a wonderful concert coming up to raise money for Little Brothers. It's next Wednesday night. Features that duo Trees that so many in the Copper Country are so fond of. And I welcome you both to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Trees coming back to do this, huh, Kathy?
Yes. And we're so excited at Little Brothers because this is a benefit concert that Lindsay and Jesse are doing for us at the Continental Fire Company. And we have a really special connection with Lindsay, so we're so thrilled that she is coming back and doing a concert for us. And this is our big annual fundraiser.
So we want to make sure we get a good turnout for this. Ken, you've known these ladies for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Describe their music as best you can, because it's a little hard to categorize.
Okay, I'll call it eclectic folk rock. How about that?
Well, that slots it right in. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Trees, again, at the time when I first met them 40 years ago now, this ages me, but if you're...
Yeah, well, it ages them, too,
yeah.
I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I better be careful when I bring that number up. When I first met them, they were singing this amazing music that involved these complex harmonies and real nice melodies and the exceptional musicianship of Lindsay Tomasek. And they were pretty much the soundtrack to our lives 40 years ago when they lived up here. They both graduated from Houghton High School in the mid-70s, I think, and then relocated, went to Ann Arbor for a while. They have some very good loyal fans from over the years. I've seen them in Ann Arbor several times in the 70s and 80s. And then Lindsay moved to L.A., and she's a very successful singer-songwriter. She's got several bands she works with. She's got soundtracks on a lot of movies and TV, and she's actually is making a living as a musician.
And a testament to them that they have been able to continue to sing together for this long, because, I mean, I'm a musician and a performer, and I know how hard it is to keep a relationship like that going.
Yes.
Well, if you haven't heard Lindsay and Jesse sing together, you really owe it to yourself to do that, because together they're just, for one thing, Lindsay's arrangements, and she does most of the arranging, and Jesse's also does a lot of the songwriting stuff. Their arrangements are very tight. They're well rehearsed, and their musicianship is exceptional.
Yeah,
they harmonize so beautifully.
You just listen to them and just go, wow.
And you'll have a chance to hear them Wednesday night, Continental Fire Club. Now, Kathy, is this something folks have to get tickets for in advance?
They can actually pay at the door, but we would like to know if people are coming so we can plan food quantities. But the whole evening will be very special. It includes something for everybody. We have a silent auction, live auction. We have wonderful food coming from Cormac at the Sheldon Grill, and then Lindsay's concert. So will be a very special evening full of.
Now, what does this money go for? Because I know that Little Brothers is into so many different things. Mark Sinelli was here a few days ago. We talked again about the big raffle that's going on to raise money to try to help to purchase the new truck that you need so badly. And there are this thing and that thing. What does this money go toward?
This money is going to help us with our programs, all of our general programs that we do, from our medical transportation to our wood cutting to our holiday activities and social activities that we do all year round. So really going to our program.
So now you are the director now of Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. That came about kind of sideways, didn't it?
It did. Yes. This was not something I had planned to do. I didn't want to follow in Mike's footsteps. Those are too big a shoes to fill, but actually it's very exciting for me.
And Mike, of course, is still involved with the foundation.
He is.
That's going on the other side. So
yes,
but the whole job is working out well for you?
It's working out very well. And this is, this event coming up is our big fundraiser that is, we have some high expectations. And so it's my first big fundraiser that I'm in charge of as.
Well, we want to make
director.
It really good for Kathy, is what we're saying.
That's right. That's right.
We want to have a good turnout to make Kathy feel good here.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll just interject on that. I think we should too, just to help Kathy.
You know. Thank you.
Otherwise, she's got a little anxious about it.
But I did want to add one thing about Lindsay and Jesse coming back. Lindsay, we have a special connection with Lindsay because her mom has now moved out to California to be with Lindsay, but before she did that, she was really part of Little Brother's family. She was one of our elderly friends. And I think, you know, Little Brother's really is a family, and Helen was a very important part of our family, and Lindsay really saw what we did with and for her mom and was so grateful. And one of the things that she's going to do at the concert is Lindsay has written a song specifically for Little Brothers.
Oh, cool.
That is so neat. And so she's going to be showcasing that song Wednesday evening too. So we're just so excited to have Lindsay come back.
As another good reason to come to the concert, so you hear the premiere of that song.
Yeah, very, very, very nice. So all of this is happening next Wednesday night. A little bit of an unusual night for something this big, but it's in the summer, and you probably don't have anything else to do, so go out. Go out.
Well, by the time we're done, there'll still be sunlight left. So you can still see the sun.
Yes, please join us. The event starts at 6. The concert starts at 7. So.
And tickets available at the door, but if somebody does want to do you the courtesy of letting you know that they're coming in advance, call Little Brothers.
Absolutely, 482-6944.
482-6944. Details about that are up on the KeweenawReport.com calendar as well if you want to refer back to it. Kathy Ayton, Ken Steiner, thank you for coming in. Hope you have a big turnout.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.